There is only one WPFW and only one you, the listener, who is committed to keeping independent music and message available to the people. Your generosity sustains and challenges us to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hello, I'm David Whetstone, and you're listening to member-supported WPFW Washington.
Monday, good people. You are listening to A Gay Old Time, and today we are talking about Hispanic, Latinx, Latine Heritage Month and the LGBTQIA plus community, highlighting activists, change makers, and artists.
I am Awesome Rita.
Hey, and I'm Daffo, and we're going to have a gay old time on tonight. We are part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. And the number to call in if you want to share and participate in the conversation respectfully is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Welcome back to the 12th episode of A Gay Old Time. What up, Awesome?
What's up? Greetings and salutations, beautiful people. Yes, it is our 12th episode, which means that it's our anniversary.
Yes. Do you know what today is?
Yeah, okay. Okay, it's our anniversary.
Yeah.
On this day, yes, I can't believe like it's been a whole year.
It has. Time flies when you're having fun, you know. That's what they say.
Absolutely. I think it stands corrected.
Yeah,
you know.
It's correct.
Yeah, but no, I am so very happy to be here, of course, sharing this space with you, my good friend Daffo. And to be celebrating Latinx Heritage Month, and it is LGBTQ History Month.
Woo woo! What a marriage! Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, it's going down. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I didn't know that. I did not know that we had an LGBTQ History Month. I didn't. As an LGBTQ member, I did not know.
Until we were researching
for the show, I didn't know that. But I'm happy to know that now.
Absolutely.
So it's our anniversary show. Again, I'm just happy to be here. Let's keep it respectful. Yeah, happy October. What's up with you?
Girl. I'm good. Fresh off for not one, but two overnight trips with high schoolers, 9th grade and 11th grade. My God, I am tired, but I'm glad to be settled down back home. And it wasn't too crazy at all. It was a lot to do, but it was really nice seeing the students without their phones, having free time to just bond with each other and bond with the staff and also do a little bit of environmental science and all this type of stuff. So I'm grateful. Shout out to our girls soccer team. I went through their game earlier. Hopefully they came away with the W. It was 1-0 us when I left. So, send a good energy out for that. And now I'm here with you, boo.
Yes. You had a last 2 weeks. Putting in work, but doing the good work though.
Doing my best, child. Doing my best, gathering up these admin days, okay? Like, go ahead, put me on that overnight song. I use this PTO.
Right. Look, you're working smart, okay? Smart, not hard.
Well, smart and hard, because it's hard. But the benefits outweigh the negative things. But it's not even that negative. It's just like, you got to be alert, not aloof. You got to be, where's so-and-so? Hey, what you doing over there? Why you going that way? We all over here. Hey, did you ask your senior to take you to the bathroom in the middle of the night? We in these cabins. It's the nighttime. Do you have your flashlight? All of this crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So, we just have to be on 24, what was that? 3 hours, 3 days, 2 days?
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah. 72 hours? 72?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. And I'm grateful. So go ahead and give us a call at 202-588-0893 if you want to participate in the conversation respectfully. So, like we said, it's Hispanic Latinx Heritage Month, also LGBTQ History Month, but focusing on the Latinx Heritage Month side. It started September 15th and ends October 15th, and it's that way, like in the middle to the middle, because a lot of Latin American countries' independence days happen between September 5th and October 15th. So there's a little tidbit for you there. But we definitely wanted to highlight some of the LGBTQIA+ voices in the Latinx community. So during my research, I came across Sam Kirk, no relation to him who shall not be named. Okay, but Sam Kirk is a multidisciplinary artist whose work has received numerous honors, including awards from 3Arts, the Telly Awards, the Communicator Awards, the Davy Awards, and several community-based awards. Her artwork is held in the permanent collections of Disney, the Smithsonian's National Museum of Mexican Art, and the Gerber Hart Library and Archives. A biracial queer American artist, Kirk works across mediums, including large-scale murals, lenticular prints, stained glass, and public installations, with a consistent focus on inclusivity and visibility. Her bold, narrative-driven style blends vibrant color, intricate line work, and symbolic imagery to celebrate the intersections of identity, culture, and community. Take a listen to this clip right here.
My name is Sam Kirk, and I am a multidisciplinary artist and visual storyteller.
For me, Hispanic Heritage Month is really a time to celebrate the beautiful cultures that we're a part of. It's a time to reflect on our history and the paths that brought us to where we are today.
It's also a time to create some new ones, some traditions that will shape our future.
The process of developing my artwork starts with the people. I'm often trying to get people to imagine the what if in my work. In celebrating my Latino ethnicities, I always select a color palette that matches the vibrancy of what we see in our communities. And in the smaller details, usually in the background, I like to include references to common spaces in our neighborhoods. The artwork I created celebrates our everyday communities along with celebrating Pride. It is set in a Latino neighborhood, and along with the celebration of Pride are everyday happenings in the background. In my practice, one of my goals is to place LGBTQIA-specific murals and artwork in areas where it isn't expected, so that over time, it becomes familiar. When I think about Pride, I often think about how we go somewhere to celebrate. But Pride happens every day in every neighborhood, and I want this to be honored as well. This piece is really about owning all that you are, having the freedom to express yourself fully, no limitations.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Sam Kirk. Check out more of her artwork at her website, iamsamkirk.com, and also on IG @ @iamsamkirk. All right. Yeah, it's so important. Shout out to visibility and being an artist and being like layered with it. Like, you know, artists also they have missions and they have depth to what their pieces say. So it's always more than meets the eye, you know?
Absolutely. And I'm just looking at her website and she has so many murals across like the nation. She has them in Chicago, of course. I see that she has them in different parts of Illinois. She has one in Wisconsin. She has, I think it was one in Costa Rica as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Like they're amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're so vibrant. And I love the line work in the art. Like,
yes,
how the line work is in the faces and things. Y'all definitely got to check out Sam Kirk for sure. And it's just so interesting. Like, I feel like you and I both, awesome. We've had a lot of experience with the Latinx community, in our work, you know. Two of my latest endeavors, professionally, the schools have been majority Latinx. And it's allowed me to open my eyes and see into a different perspective of the world and different perspective of youth. And it's very interesting. I remember years ago at the Career Academy, shout out to LAYC Career Academy and the LAYC, they're a staple in DC, very affirming, very helpful to the youth. I was able to go to Costa Rica for a Spanish immersion class. I went for 3 weeks. The job paid for it. It was amazing. And it really gave me insight to how someone new to the country who immigrated here, who doesn't know English, how they would feel in a world where nobody, where their language is not the official language. You know what I mean? So it kind of like flipped the tables for me. I was in Costa Rica, Puerto Viejo, not too far from Limon. And I'm like, you know, some folks speak English, but it's like we speak the Spanish out here, you know. So I'm doing my best to fit in and practice my Spanish, so on and so forth. So it gave me a lot of empathy for those who are recently arriving to the country and trying to learn English, or just any person who's new to a place and they're learning that language. So I was definitely grateful for that experience and grateful for that that empathy that was planted in me. So I put myself, I was in their shoes when I was over there, and I'm like, oh, all right, I see what's going on here. So, but yeah, and then the job I'm at now, mostly Latinx students, you know, so I'm definitely involved and invested in growing and loving on and teaching the Latinx youth of America, you know?
Yeah, I think it's, and I again, shout out, like you said, shout out to the CA, even just them allowing us to have that class, that workshop, mm-hmm. you know, that we did specifically for our Black and brown youth, and allowing them to see that, yes, we may look a little different, but we come from the same place.
Yeah.
You know, and that, exactly. Like just we, you know, in America, it's so easy for us, for the people, the masses to pit us together, you know, to mm-hmm. for us to fight each other.
Yeah.
Pit us against each other. Uh-huh. Yeah. But we're cut from the same cloth. When you really sit down and understand the Africa diaspora, and know how many went to South America, actually more went to South America versus North America. Mm-hmm. We are really brothers and sisters, hermanas and hermanos. Okay, that's what we are. Okay,
exactamente.
And it's that's what we are.
Yeah, and it's so prevalent now that we unite, because, you know, folks are like, oh, ICE is all, they not coming for me, though. They coming for everybody.
They coming for everyone.
They coming for everybody. You heard about Chicago, they busting in the houses in the project, putting Black kids in
zip ties. That was so sad. Again, and it brings me back to your show, the other Inside Out Collective show, when you and Jay were talking about the media, and it's like, and this is why I have to be very selective with the news that I watch, because it is so, it brought me to tears.
Yeah.
Hearing that and just seeing it, the footage of it, it's like, this is all of our struggle.
Absolutely.
It's all of our struggle.
Absolutely. So, you know, if ICE is coming for the Latinx community, guess who they coming for next? You're Black behind. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so it's all about unity. It's all about not being divisive, you know, and not sipping the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? Proximity to whiteness is a hell of a drug. Don't sip that Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that. Do not do it. But let's go to our musical feature. Awesome.
Yeah. So the musical feature right now, we have Chavela Vargas. So Chavela Vargas, born April 17, 1919, and she died August 5th, 2012, was a Costa Rican born Mexican singer who blended veracity and warmth and dramatic and revolutionary interpretations of Mexico's ranchero songs, today the least. So we're going to be ready to check out this clip to learn more about her.
Actor, singer, lover, daughter, legend, icon. Chavela Vargas bore so many titles over the course of her 92 years of life. Yet for 81 years, there was one title that Chavela Vargas never held. At least not out loud. Lesbian. It wasn't until her 2002 biography was released that she formally came out. Throughout her career, Chavela Vargas left breadcrumbs for fans to follow. Her very existence was a form of resistance to the machista attitudes and the culture that surrounded her, both in music and in life. Born in Costa Rica, her refusal to conform led to a rift in her family. Often locked away during family gatherings, she lived a lonely but independently fierce existence. Transmuting her isolation into rage, she moved to Mexico to sing. Existing in a man's world of ranchera music dominated by men. And yet, when Chavela sang, the words took on a whole new meaning. Her unaltered songs were a subtle but revolutionary stance, ensuring her truth was accurately represented. Chavela's dedication to living as herself is what made her an icon and legend to both fans of her music and for the Latino LGBTQ community.
Amazing. amazing. Yeah. You know how some people like change the, like a woman, if they're remaking a song and it's a woman singing it, but normally it's talking about it's a man singing, they'll change it, you know, change the pronouns and all that. She said, F that. I'm keeping them the same. And she, ranchera music was male dominated. Like, she was a whole trailblazer and like killed the game while she was in it. You know what I mean? So that I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, no, she remained authentic to her. Absolutely. Which is always the bomb.com. Yeah, no, she definitely did. I didn't know about her, Chavela Vargas. I didn't know. But she was beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Word on the street is her and Frida, you know, they was lovers. they had a little tryst. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So look, I am so here for the documentary or the movie that is to come. Like, please, if anybody is thinking about making it, please make it. I am so here to see that.
Yes.
Like on the big screen.
There might be one. I'm gonna research while we play this song. So in this song, La Simples Cosa, Chavela reminds us to cherish the little things in life that may seem to be insignificant, but are actually what makes life worth living. Las simples cosas.
Despide insensiblemente de pequeñas cosas, lo mismo que un árbol que en tiempo de otoño se queda sin hojas. Al fin la tristeza es la muerte lenta esas cosas simples que quedan doliendo en el corazón. Uno vuelve siempre a los viejos sitios donde amó la vida, y entonces comprende cómo están de ausentes las cosas queridas. Por eso, muchacha, no partas ahora soñando el regreso, que el amor es simple y a las cosas simples al tiempo. Demórate aquí en la luz solar de este mediodía, donde encontrarás con el pan al sol la mesa tendida. Muchacha, no partas ahora soñando el regreso, que el amor es simple y a las cosas simples
no vuelves siempre a los viejos sitios donde amó la vida.
Yes, so again, that was Chavela Vargas. Such a lovely song. Oh, wow. The good solo on it was just...
No, that guitar, okay, that rasp, that tone, all right? Come on, Chavela Vargas.
It was awesome. Yes, yes, yes.
She sounds like she can get it. I mean, you know, can you imagine somebody, you know, you at the little saloon, not a saloon, but you at the little live music function back in 19-aught-aught, and then this joint just busting, looking all masculine of center. And you like, hold on. Chabela.
Yes, with that raspy voice. Yeah, she could get it. She can get it.
Yeah. Just off that voice, off that rasp. She's done absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the little things, like shout out to the simple things in life. Okay, so apparently it's like another super moon. It's the harvest moon. I think it's gonna be full tonight, but it's since it's super. It's going to appear full days before and days after. And on that note, I was driving home last night. It wasn't even dark, but when I tell you that moon was popping and super big and super round, I was like, wow, so beautiful. So the little things in life that you just don't pay attention to, but then when you pay attention to them, you're like, that is amazing. And I'm so grateful to be able to experience things like the full moon. Okay.
Las simples cosas. Yes, the simple things. It's like the older you get, that's really what matters. You know?
Absolutely.
Just the simple things, like just to be able, I found myself like just giving thanks for being able to walk, being able to speak, being able to talk, like just the simple things that we really kind of take for granted on a day to day, or just being able to see the sunset. Like you said, being able to see a full moon.
Absolutely.
And just taking joy in it.
Yeah. And it's autumn now. So the leaves are changing. You go out driving towards Frederick, do like 270. You can see, you know, going out towards West Virginia or whatever, all the leaves are turning, you know what I mean? Like things are passing away, getting ready to hibernate and retract into itself so it could pop out for spring. You know what I'm saying? Like it's poetry and meaning in everything. So shout out to nature and shout out to the simple things and shout out to gratitude and being able to experience those simple things. And lastly, shout out to Chavela Vargas.
Yes, shout out. Yes, the simple things. But again, this is A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on 89.3 FM WPFW. We would love to hear from you. Again, we are celebrating Hispanic Latinx Heritage Month. In addition to LGBTQ History Month, give us a call. Please give us a call, especially if you have something to add to the conversation. Or we will be talking about what's tipping our teacup lately. So if you have something to add to that part of the conversation, please do give us a call at 202-588-9739. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And we keep it moving.
Oh, wait, hold on. That was the wrong one. It's 588-0893. That's the one. That's the one. That's the call. That's we got the funds drive coming up. That's the number for the funds drive, but it ain't here quite yet. Pardon that. But give us a call at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. My bad, Awesome. That was all me, boo. That was
look,
all.
Look, you know, I just read the script. You know, I just.
I said, that number sounded different. I said, hold up. Something ain't right. Something ain't right with it. Something ain't right. ain't no trouble, boo. Ain't no trouble. But yo, we're going to go ahead into the station break. But after the station break, we're going to highlight some other prominent LGBTQIA Latinx figures. But for right now, this is A Gay Old Time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on WPFW. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast DC for the first time ever. Enjoy 3 nights of martial arts and action films scored live with hip hop, soul, and more, mixed by WPFW alum DJ Two Tone Jones. Then on Saturday, October 25th, the series concludes with the screening of I'm Gonna Get You Sucker at the Capitol Hill Boys Club Artist Gallery. Each event begins at 7 p.m. with a guest DJ set, followed by the movie at 8:30 p.m. Blankets and lawn chairs are welcome. For more details, visit shaolinjazz.com. shaolinjazz.com.
And we are back. So we're going to get right back into highlighting some other prominent LGBTQIA plus Latinx figures. I'm going to get right into one of my favorite, which is Michaela J. Rodriguez.
Damn.
MJ. Okay.
Damn.
So if y'all don't know about Michaela, she recently made history as the first trans woman to be nominated for a lead acting Emmy for her role as Blanca Evangelista, okay, in the FX series Pose. Yes, okay. I love her. She's so beautiful.
She is.
Just gorgeous. But Michaela, she's a star. Right. Rodriguez tells Deadline how she never even thought that there would be a leading role for an Afro-Latina trans woman like Blanca. She is showcasing her talent in music with her song, Something to Say. First of all, I just love that she identifies as Afro-Latina.
Yeah. Accept them roots, boo. Accept them roots.
Okay. Absolutely. I just love that because there's so many people that try to deny their African roots. Mm-hmm. So for her to label herself as Afro-Latina is just amazing. I absolutely love her. I really, really do. And we're going to hear her song a little later.
No, we're here right now. Let's hear it now. Okay.
Let's do it. All right. Let's drop that. Let's drop that beat. Something to say.
We'll be right back. Everybody doing good, everybody cutting loose, and all the love is in the room, you know the truth. But it's a crime that we don't speak the way we feeling. If the walls don't break the ceiling.
Da-da-da-da-da. Welcome back to A Gay Old Time on WPFW. That was MJ Rodriguez. She got something to say, honey. She hit that high note, honey. I said, oh, okay. Okay, MJ, with the high note.
I love it. Yes.
It was nice. The video is cute, too. The video real cute. Shout out to MJ. Pose. That was the show. Loved it. Loved every moment of it. So, yeah, we're discussing... we're honoring Latinx Heritage Month and LGBTQ History Month. Another Latinx trailblazer is River Gallo, a Salvadorian American filmmaker, actor, model, and intersex rights activist. They wrote, directed, and acted in the 2019 short film Pony Boy, which is the first film to feature an openly intersex actor playing an intersex person. In 2019, GLAAD honored them with the Media Rising Star Award. Check them out at River, G-A-L-L-O, on IG. Yo, shout out to the intersex community, because I feel like that's a part of the LGBTQIA that doesn't get a lot of shine or recognition. But, you know, shout out to my intersex siblings out there living life, being them their full selves, you know what I mean? Like, shout out, and shout out to River Gallo out here just, you know, trailblazing, being bold, being themselves, not being afraid, being proud. You hear me? So I appreciate that. So shout out to River Gallo. And so lastly, did you ever watch My So-Called Life, Awesome?
I've maybe watched like an episode or two.
Yeah.
I never really got it. It didn't, that curl just didn't curl all the way for me with that show.
I totally understand. I didn't watch it a lot either, but I did see a couple of episodes, and I did notice the gay character. I'm like, oh, okay. So if you are old like us, you know all about My So-Called Life. So shout out to Wilson Cruz. At just 20 years old, Wilson Cruz made history in 1994 when he became the first openly gay actor to play an openly gay teen on primetime television as Ricky Vasquez on My So-Called Life. Wow, 1994, openly gay teen. Talk about bold. USA Today describes how Cruz, upon playing the role, was somebody who was demanding to be seen. And he was doing that for everybody who saw themselves in him. Cruz has worked intimately with GLAAD and played Dr. Culber in Star Trek Discovery, one half of the first openly gay couple in the Star Trek universe. Yo, visibility is so important. It's so important to see yourself in the mainstream. So important to see yourself on TV, hear yourself on the radio, see yourself on the internet. You know, and it's nobody shoving anything down anybody's throat. Nobody has the gay agenda is not that, you know what I mean? They're just people who have been silenced and put away and marginalized. And now, well, maybe I feel like the powers that be are trying to re-marginalize us in the media and films. But before that, you know, we've been popping out. Like, you'll see a gay couple on an ad, or you'll see two women or two men, or it's just more out there. And you'll see in shows a gay couple. One that was Snoop, who was just fussing about whatever Disney movies, but I don't want to explain to my grandson how two women, lesbians, can have a baby. It's just too much with the gay stuff. Sir, shut up. Shut up, Snoop. Why don't you want to explain? You done had two girls kissing and mouthing it down in your videos. You've been objectifying lesbianism only if it's for your viewing, I suppose. But boy, shut up. You sound crazy. But shout out to Visibility, and shout out to shining the spotlight on people who have been marginalized, but people who are, we're here, we're queer, and we're not going anywhere. Okay, that's an awesome Rita original. All right.
I don't know how original that is, but
is it? I mean, I know we're here and we're queer, but we ain't going nowhere. That part, right. All of it. That part. I don't know if anybody, you know, has said that, but I attribute it to you, and that's, I'm gonna stamp that.
Thank you. I appreciate that credit. I appreciate that. But no, it's you know, I don't understand what the issue is, or why people think, like, with going back to the Snoop, right? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't want to explain it. It doesn't really take that much to explain.
Your homophobia is showing, dog.
It doesn't take that much, because it's like explaining adoption.
Right.
It doesn't take that much. It's not really a whole lot of scientific facts that equations that you have to bring out, you know. It's not that much.
It's not rocket science. A short Google search and you got it.
It's not. And I'm pretty certain that she's probably already hip anyway.
God bless.
So I don't get what the issue is. And that whole thing with people thinking that gay people are trying to make others gay. It's like, come on, calm down. Just calm down. Nobody's imposing. Nobody is trying to convert anybody. We just simply want to live our lives and be free the same way that you do.
People be gay. Quinta said it another way, but people be gay. Guess what, y'all? People is gay out here, and they want to be on commercials. They want to be in movies. They want to be a love interest. We've been here. People have been gay for centuries.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Much. Give me your break. Young, that theme song, Nell Carter, that theme song, that joint goes, the second iteration. Side note, I just thought about Give Me a Break, Nell Carter, RIP, but the second season of Give Me a Break theme song is a whole bop.
Oh, it is. No, the first one is a whole bop.
Look, like the first one is my favorite, but the first one is a bop. The second one, they even more of a bop.
She sings her tail off.
Look. Shout out to Nell Carter. Okay. Give me your break.
We showing our age.
That's fine. That's all right. That's all right. You know, yeah.
Because you're listening to a gay old time, okay? A part of the Inside Out Collective. And are we ready for
we are ready. We're ready.
We are, yeah. I'm going to start it off because I have a lot that's okay. Tipping my teacup. The first thing that is tipping my teacup, please don't assume. Do not assume that everybody out here is dipping and dabbling in Apple and Google Pay. Please. It upset me. It upset my soul the other day. I had somebody try to inconvenience me from what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to put gas in the car. I received the car. No gas in the car. They say, oh, well, let me just give you the money for it. Okay, well, where's the cash? Oh, no, I'm going to just send it Apple Pay. I don't have Apple Pay, boo. Oh, you don't have Apple Pay. And they try to look at me like something was wrong with me. No, don't assume. Just because you have Apple Pay and Google Pay don't mean that everybody else has Apple and Google Pay. I don't have it.
Look at here. Look at here, awesome reader. Now, look.
We don't have it.
You just said showing your age. That tip your teacup. That shows your age because nowadays don't nobody carry around cash. Okay.
I don't have cash either. But I'm not signing up for Google and Apple Pay. You can Zelle me, you can Cash App me, you can Venmo me. There are other ways.
Okay. But got you.
No, I'm not saying I don't have cash. I don't have cash either. I don't have Apple nor Google Pay. And right now, I don't think that I'm going to get it. Now, talk to me in a year and see where I am if I've changed my mind. But right now, no. That tipped my teacup. Because then she tried to inconvenience me, and this was your job. But anywho, okay.
How about it? Yeah. You know what tips my teacup?
What's tipping the teacup?
Now, why on God's green earth in a city where there's not enough space even for all the cars to park anyway? Thank you, bike lanes and gentrification. Would you park your funky lime bike in the street in a parking space? Why, when I pull up to my crib, it's no spots because it's stinking lime bikes in the street where the cars would parallel park at. What is wrong with you? Just because it has a motor does not mean that it is a car. And why in the world would you park that funky bike in the street? When I tell you, like flames, like smoke comes out of my ears, like them cartoon characters when I see that. Now, I just want to kick them over and kick them so hard that they fly into the grass and so I can park. But I be moving them, but I do have an urge to kick them, slam over, make the biggest noise. And I be wanting to scream it out too, like, why would you park this here? It tips my teacup, awesome reader. I mean, so mad.
No, that's a fact. You have every right to be mad because they're taking up a whole space.
Long ways, too, dog. Long ways. Not even, you know, you got a motorcycle, you put it in perpendicular to the curb. These joints be parallel and in the middle. Okay, not perpendicular, parallel. Taking up.
I'm gonna just parallel park this here.
Hey, let me just go and back this in and parallel park my line bike in the street. You know, if you don't get that bike on the grass, I'm gonna scream.
You know, maybe that's why so many of those bikes are always kicked over. Is it people like you that's upset and it's in a parking space and then they just like, you know what? And they just kick it over because they're always, all of the rental bikes are always kicked over. They're always laying down.
It might be part that and part a negligence, but all I know is I want people to stop parking them line bikes parallel to the curb in the street. At least put it perpendicular. If you're going to have it in the street and don't have it in the street, put it on the grass.
No, that's a valid point.
That's what tips my teeth up.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
So, people that borderline or just downright abusing, verbally or physically abusing their kids in public, and then getting mad at me because I don't condone. Getting mad at me, yes, I do vocalize my discontent when I see it. Okay? Don't look at me for approval. Please don't look at me for approval. Because I'm not approving that bad behavior, ma'am. First of all, they're not even walking yet. Why are you popping them? Why are you popping them and then looking at me for approval? See this badge? I am a mandated reporter.
Mandated reporter, honey. Don't do that craziness around us, okay?
Mm-mm, please don't. Please don't, sir or ma'am. I really had to call somebody out the other day, and they got mad at me, and I thought that they were going to try to lay hands on me.
Oh, no. You got to be careful.
And really, like, I just can't sit by and see abuse. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Especially when it's an innocent child. Like, I'm going to say something. I have to. I'm not going to approach you, but I am going to say something. And yeah, she fussed me out. She cursed me out, called me all everything except for a child of God.
God bless.
But I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Absolutely. Just cut. You done dropped every 4-letter cuss word at the child. I just make the big eyes. I just, my eyebrows raise and my eyes be real big. Like, I'm stunned. I'm shocked and appalled. Like, I'm grasping my imaginary pearls. You know, stop cussing your kids out. Stop that. And then they come to school and do what? Cuss everybody out, even the teachers. Stop doing that.
And then the parents are like, I don't know where they get that from.
It's you.
You done cursed them out.
The call is coming from inside the house. Okay?
Your own baby crying.
That's your own baby crying and sounding like you with all of them cuss words. Okay? But no, we gonna save the rest of these joints for the next episode, because I definitely do want to at least get into this last song, and then we could close out. We could drop some haps. But this last song, shout out to the Afro-Colombian artist Mobbyland. This is a protest song that highlights the struggles of the Black community, the struggles they face, while putting the spotlight on celebrating the local Afro-Colombian people. The song is called Wow by Mobbyland. Check it out.
Que me digan que destroza. Tóxico y lógico, básico, blanco, constante. Conquista mis fosas. Son más que pino que rosa. Los que me han acariciado. Por eso vivo en desconfío. De quien doy mi mano se viene a mi lado. Wow. Mira cómo todo ya ha cambiado. Wow. Mira cómo todo es un incierto. Wow. Respeto por la vida no se tiene. Me siento viviendo en tenes, juro no te estoy mintiendo. Confinamiento a los olvos, el mundo sangriento y la poliflow horny. ¿Cuáles serán los impuestos de hoy? Ahora no hago como hicieron con Floyd. Floyd. En la calle hay bala, mucho drama, hambre, mala, ala y mata. En la calle hay bala, mucho drama, hambre, mala. Jala y mata. Wow. Mira cómo todo ya ha cambiado. Wow. Mira cómo todo es un incierto. Wow. Respeto por la vida no se tiene. Me siento viviendo en tenes, juro no te estoy mintiendo. Confinamiento a los olvos, el mundo sangriento y la poliflow horny. ¿Cuáles serán los impuestos de hoy? Ahora no hago como hicieron con Floyd. Floyd. En la calle hay bala, mucho drama, hambre, ala, ala y mata. En la calle hay bala, mucho drama, hambre, ala, ala y mata.
eran siervos, monigotes de tanta presión. Yo, de los cinco de Llano Verde no se olvidará mi gente ni me olvido yo. Pido justicia, pido clamor de mi gente, por favor. Sé que un día pude haber sido ese negro que cayó.
Juego mental en origen, un camino que destroza. Tóxico y lógico, básico, blanco, constante, conquista mis fosas. Son más que pino que rosa, los que me han acariciado. Por eso vivo en desconfío de quien doy mi mano se viene a mi lado.
Wow. Mira cómo todo ya ha cambiado. Wow. Mira cómo todo es un incierto. Wow. Respeto por la vida no se tiene. Me siento viviendo en tenes, juro no te estoy mintiendo. Confinamiento a lo olvo, el mundo sangriento y la poli flow horny. ¿Cuáles serán los impuestos de hoy? Ahora no hago como hicieron con Floyd.
Floyd.
En la calle, bala, mucho drama. Hambre, ala, ala y mata. En la calle, bala, mucho drama. Hambre, ala, ala. Mira cómo todo ya ha cambiado.
Wow.
Mira cómo todo es un incierto.
Wow.
Respeto por la vida no se tiene. Me siento viviendo en tenes, juro no te estoy mintiendo. En la calle, bala, mucho drama. Hambre, bala.
Yes. Wow, Mabi Line. That thing crank. I don't even know what she was saying, but she had bars, okay?
Oh, no, it goes. It goes. I am so going to look up the lyrics because I need to know what she's saying.
Yeah.
It definitely goes, though.
It went like this hour did, and we are so grateful that y'all checked this out on A Gay Old Time on the Inside Out Collective on WPFW. We will see y'all again next first Monday. Tune in and show out. I'm Daffo.
I'm Awesome Rita.
Go ahead, hit it.
Yeah, yeah.
B-Girls.
Out.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sunshine.
On Tuesday, October 7, 5 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents What Breaks the Heart, joining millions around the world and marking 2 years of genocide in Gaza through interviews, stories and poetry. The day programming will reflect the cultural and political concept of Palestinian Somali, highlighting the enduring presence, resistance and connection of the Palestinian people to their land. That's What Breaks the Heart, commemorating 2 years of genocide in Gaza. Tuesday, October 7, 5 a.m. until midnight on WPFW. Building a more compassionate world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW has offered inspiring music, poignant stories, and critical journalism for over 48 years. Whether reminiscing while hearing Nina Simone or learning about the harm done due to gross global inequity, WPFW has been the soundtrack for moments of revelation, joy, sadness, and resistance. It's your generosity that allows us to continue this tradition of expansive, emancipatory excellence in community radio. We ask you to once again be in solidarity with WPFW during our fall pledge drive by donating at WPFWFM.org and additionally from October 12th through the 25th at 800-222-9739.